Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, the Win Without Competing show with Dr. Arlene Barrow, host and creator of the Right Fit Method, the key to professional and personal success. Now let's join Dr. Arlene.
Caitlyn Jenner, a billion-dollar brand? Thank you for joining me today for the 98th episode of Win Without Competing. How will Jenner's story impact you? Find out as we walk in his shoes and her shoes. From a hotbed of turmoil, Jenner, a brilliant brand strategist, carefully crafted two name brands, Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner. As the story unfolds, visualize Jenner weaving a rich tapestry of strategies. Here's how it all began. When Bruce was young, his older sister noticed that he spelled was as saw and saw as was. She told their mother. When Bruce's mother worked with him on spelling, she noticed he would spell everything right one day, and the next day he spelled everything wrong. She told him that he was daydreaming and not concentrating. Because Bruce had been called lazy and stupid, his self-esteem was low. He had to repeat the second grade because he could not read. It wasn't until later that he was diagnosed with dyslexia, which affects reading, writing, and thinking. Research indicates that right brain dyslexics are highly visual and creative, but logical or sequential steps can stump them. Unfortunately, many people with dyslexia become withdrawn and isolated as a result of their feelings of stress and anxiety. So did Bruce. I believe that when communicating the diagnosis of dyslexia, the message should be, you have a challenge, but you also may have a gift. Do you know these gifted dyslexics? Pablo Picasso, Whoopi Goldberg, Jay Leno, Jennifer Aniston, Cher, Jim Carrey, Billy Bob Thornton, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, Muhammad Ali, Walt Disney, Steven Spielberg, Richard Branson, George Washington, and of course, Bruce Jenner, who at age 26 won the Olympic decathlon gold medal. Bruce's athletic ability was recognized in the fifth grade. As an adult, he said, sports saved his life. Why? It distracted him from focusing on his dyslexia. But there's more. At age 10, he would sneak into his sister's or mother's closet and try on their dresses. He was terrified that someone would find out what he was doing. He felt he was a girl trapped in a boy's body. When he was older, he learned that he had gender dysphoria. When your body doesn't match your image, it leads to stress, anxiety, and depression. Temporarily, he distracted himself from pursuing becoming a woman while training for the Olympics. Even after winning the Olympic gold medal in decathlon with the title of world's greatest athlete, his desire to become a woman became stronger. Remember, he had gender dysphoria. Winning the gold medal did nothing to make him feel that he was a successful man. He still felt like the little boy who knew he was a girl. Bruce signed a contract with ABC to do endorsements and speeches. Under his suit, he wore a bra and pantyhose. After his speeches, he felt like a liar because he knew the audience did not know who he really was. The Olympics, the tipping point. Jenner carefully crafted two brands concurrently, Bruce and Caitlin, with the goal of setting the standard. With the same precision that he used to become the world's greatest athlete, he applied to the creation of the Caitlin brand after he became an Olympian. Caitlin was no longer on hold, even though he publicly played the role of Bruce. Crafting the Caitlin brand. Bruce married three women who confirmed that he was heterosexual. But why marry? I believe that he wanted to learn all about women. What better way than to live with them? Remember, he is accustomed to practicing. That's what he did while married. This gave him the opportunity to build his confidence to become Caitlin. In the early 70s, he married Christy. After more than a year, she noticed that there was a rubber band on her bra. When she asked him about it, he told her he wanted to be a woman, and that's why he was wearing her clothes. The marriage continued, and they divorced after 8 years. His second wife was Linda Thompson, a performer and songwriter who had been married to David Foster. After more than 4 years of marriage, he told Linda that he had gender dysphoria. She was devastated. He wanted to stay married to her. She refused and divorced him. The mid to late 80s were his so-called dark years, as he struggled with his career and his desire to become a woman. He took preliminary steps, including taking hormones to transition. Then he stopped the transition and focused on Bruce again. In 1990, he met Kris Kardashian and married her 7 months later. She had four children, and he had four children from previous marriages. With Kris, he had two children. Early in the marriage, Kris started managing Bruce's floundering career. Then, in 2007, the Kardashian reality show was launched, which negatively impacted their marriage, with Kris as the breadwinner. In 2014, they were divorced after 23 years. Kris maintains she did not know Bruce had gender dysphoria. He maintains he had breasts when he married her. Bruce knew that he would have to tell his children about his true gender identity. TMZ announced that Jenner had a consultation to have a tracheal shave. Jenner had pleaded with them not to make the announcement, but they proceeded to do so. After the TMZ announcement, Bruce had to quickly strategize how to ignite, fire up, and explode the Caitlin brand. This is what he did. 1. Told each child separately his true gender identity. 2. Publicly announced to an audience of 16.9 million on his Diane Sawyer interview that he would transition to become a transgender woman. 3. Spent 10 hours in surgery to become Caitlin. 4. Interviewed by Vanity Fair for the July 2015 cover story, Call Me Caitlin, which included a fascinating array of photos and a striking cover. 5. Debuted Caitlin on Twitter, which resulted in more than 1 million followers in 4 hours, setting a record, one that exceeded Obama's record as well. 6. Planned the reality show, I Am Kate, which airs on July 26th on E! At 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Finally, at age 65, after struggling with his identity and practicing to become a woman for 55 years, Jenner had the confidence and courage to transition. Some people argue that he is not a woman because he did not have genital surgery, also referred to as sex reassignment surgery. According to the transgender community, this type of surgery is not required to be considered a transgender woman. Only about one quarter of transgender women have genital surgery. Moreover, it is not advised to have this surgery for at least 1 year after transition. We do not know what Caitlyn will do in the future. Will Caitlyn Jenner become a billion-dollar brand? Her reported net worth is $100 million. Caitlyn is a role model not just for the transgender community, but for everyone and anyone who is struggling with their identity. Caitlyn Jenner is a catalyst for change. On her new reality show, she plans to focus on lowering the suicide rates and attempted suicides of transgender men and women, as well as improving their living conditions. Note, currently, the transgender suicide rate is 41% compared to 1% for the general population. On July 15, 2015, Caitlyn Jenner will receive the Arthur Ashe Courage Award in Los Angeles. Past winners include Muhammad Ali, Nelson Mandela, and Billie Jean King. Caitlyn Jenner will join this illustrious group. The Caitlyn Jenner brand will continue to explode, but Bruce Jenner will not be forgotten. As a win without competing woman, the opportunities for Caitlyn Jenner to become a billionaire will follow. Your future? What about your brand? Are you playing a role? Are you hiding who you really are? Are you submerging your true self? Look at Melissa Rivers. She changed dramatically after her mother's sudden death. Before Joan Rivers died, Melissa primarily was behind the camera. Now she is a New York Times bestselling author and comedic television personality. Put the pieces in place in your life. I hope that Jenner's story motivates you to spring into action to make the necessary changes to become who you want to be. As a UCLA-trained behavioral psychologist, I consult with a wide array of clients to identify solutions for their businesses, careers, and personal challenges. Using my Right Fit method, I create unique strategies and brands to achieve business, career, and personal success. To arrange a time to speak with Dr. Arlene, call 310-443-4277. Based in Los Angeles, Dr. Arlene consults with clients at Barrow Global's corporate office and by phone nationwide. We are located in Westwood, adjoining UCLA, at 10940 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 1600, Los Angeles, California, 90024. To learn more, visit barrowglobal.com, corporate website, winwithoutcompeting.com, book, app, video consulting, drbarrow.com, radio show, or you can also listen to it on iTunes. Thank you for listening to the 98th episode of Win Without Competing. Goodbye for now, Dr. Arlene.